Insurance losses manageable. Flood losses for local non-life insurers are expected to be manageable and should not lead to widespread financial strain, says Fitch Ratings. The ratings agency noted that flood damage was now expected to reach up to US $4 billion, but it would take time for catastrophe modeling firms and loss adjusters to estimate insured losses. Many lines of insurance will be affected, including industrial all-risk, property, motor, business interruption, and, to a lesser extent, life insurance, it said. Many factories in the affected areas, especially car manufacturers, have ceased production, and the ultimate insured loss will be partly predicated on the speed with which businesses resume operations. Fitch noted that insured losses from floods were expected to be, quote-unquote, markedly lower than economic losses, as Thailand's insurance coverage is low compared with more established markets. A Swiss Re study shows local insurance penetration, measured by premiums as a percentage of gross domestic product, was 4.3% last year, compared with 8% in the U.S. and 12.4% in the U.K. The Office of the Insurance Commission, or OIC, estimates total losses at 140 billion baht to date, including damage at 7 industrial estates, although assessments are continuing. Of these losses, 80% are covered by Japanese insurers, with the total sum insured of 456 billion baht, said the OIC. While the damage could be on a much larger scale once the full assessment has been completed, Fitch believes Japanese insurers are unlikely to be significantly affected, given that 85% of the coverage is being ceded to foreign reinsurers, it said. Insurers likely to be affected include MSIG Insurance, Aioi Bangkok Insurance, Sompo Japanese Insurance, and Tokyo Marine Srimuang.